On the app, online, and across the Cape on 567 AM.
Early breakfast with Abs on Cape Talk. Listen, learn, connect.
Join the conversation.
And so we think CODE is a two-year tech training program that is free to students. My, they had me at free. The program is designed to be accessible to anyone between the ages of 17 and 35, irrespective of educational or socioeconomic background, and includes students who have been matriculated. To tell you a little bit more about this is Katie Wilter, the head of sourcing of marketing at We Think CODE. Katie, good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Ab. Thank you so much for having me.
Katie, you had me at free.
Yep.
I didn't even want to hear what you were offering after that. I said, it's free. Let's get just joking. But starting, just giving the listeners a bigger picture, what is We Think CODE?
So We Think CODE is a network of tech institutions. We have campuses in Johannesburg and opened our Cape Town campus in February this year. And what we do is we offer a two-year full-time completely tuition-free software engineering course. And as you said, we're open to anyone aged 17 to 35, regardless of your background. So we actually do not even require matric. We are looking for young talent who are born to code and are looking for an exciting opportunity.
It's going to be interesting. I mean, I would imagine in a country like South Africa, there'd be so many applications. Who do you choose? What is the criteria? Is it first come, first serve?
So our applications are open until the end of this year. And how you apply is you visit our website, wethinkcode.co.za, and then there's an apply for 2019 button in the top right corner. Once you have registered on our application portal, you are guided through three online games, which are quite fun, but the trick is that there aren't any instructions. So the games just start and you need to adapt and play. So these are aptitudes, and that's the first step of our application process. If you validate those tests, we invite you to a selection boot camp where we then teach you the basics of coding. So we teach you C language. We also like to think of it as a 30-day free trial because We Think CODE is also different in that we have no classes or teachers. So it's all based on peer-to-peer learning. So you come to campus, we do expect you to be on campus for 40 hours in the week, and you work together within the community. And with peer-to-peer learning comes peer-to-peer reviews, so you mark each other's work. And in that way, we are also teaching our students how to teach.
Yeah. And so we keep hearing coding this, coding that, coding there, coding him, coding her. Why is coding so important, Katie?
So as we know, the fourth industrial revolution is here. This builds upon the digital revolution. And technology and digital is becoming more and more embedded and integrated into society and even into the human body. If you think about the Internet of Things, if I think about my day-to-day, I don't go anywhere without my iPhone. I rely heavily on Google Maps. I'm counting my steps on my Fitbit. Now we are seeing driverless cars. 3D printers are old news. Now it's metal 3D printers. So the advancements are happening so rapidly, and it's not something that we're prepared for. So it's no longer enough just to be able to teach our kids how to read, write, and count. We also need to teach them how to code now to prepare them for the future.
If you've just joined the conversation, it is 9 minutes now to 5 o'clock. You're hearing the voice of Katie Wilter, head of sourcing of marketing at We Think CODE, and talking about their program that they offer, which is free to students. And it's accessible to anyone between the ages of 17 and 35. And in talking to you, Katie, I would imagine, though, there's limitations in terms of space. You can't, as much as you'd like to take in everyone, there's a maximum number of people you can recruit.
Yes. So next year for 2019, we will be accepting 200 students to join our Johannesburg campus. In Cape Town, we're new and our space is more limited. So we're looking at around 75 students for next year. But don't let that put you off. We are looking for anyone who is interested in technology, who is a brilliant problem solver, and is looking to recode their future.
And I think it's important, Katie, to mention that, because I think once, sometimes, whenever we say free, is that some people forget that you've got to be a certain individual. to be in coding, or am I mistaken? I mean, is this for everyone, or is this for your natural problem solvers?
So at We Think Code, we believe that talent comes from everywhere. And if I think about myself, I had six math teachers in grade 8, and that threw me off for my math career in high school. So we understand what the education system is like in South Africa. And if you did not excel at science and math, that doesn't mean that you're not born to code. So that's exactly what we're looking for. We're looking for young people who can problem solve, who are interested in technology, who look at things in a logical manner. And yes, that's it.
And that's brilliantly said, by the way. Thank you so much for that. And I know you've mentioned earlier on, but where is the program taking place again? Joburg, Cape Town?
Yes. So our Joburg campus is in the CBD, and we've been there since 2016. Our Cape Town campus is situated at the V&A waterfront at Workshop 17 Portswood. So we're across the road from the Two Oceans Aquarium. We are also open for testing. So every Wednesday afternoon, if you do not have access to a computer and internet, you can visit our social media channels or email us on info@wethinkco.co.za, and you can book a testing time slot. And then also on the 29th of September, we're going to have an open day where anyone is welcome to come and have a tour of the campus, find out more about our course, meet our students, see the awesome coding projects they're working on, and then sit down to take the tests as well.
That open day again?
The 29th of September. So if you visit our Facebook page, We Think Code, go to the events page and you'll see all the information there.
Absolutely stunning stuff. And before I let you go, though, a little birdie told me that you also ensure that all students are offered full-time employment when they graduate. Could this be?
Yes. Yes. So how our sustainability model works is that our course is tuition-free because we have a big group of corporate sponsors who pay for our students' tuition. Then in the students' two-year program, they do 2 4-month internships at these companies or at one company. So by the end of the 2 years, they have 8 months work experience. And then those companies have first choice to employ our students. So we work quite closely with our students and the corporate companies to make sure that we match students to the right company in terms of what they're interested in, as well as company culture fit. And then from there, the companies have first choice to employ our students at the end of the 2 years. And our students commit to working there for 1 year.
Ooh. No, sorry, I'm smiling. It's free, and then there's an opportunity for employment after that, and you're learning coding. Sounds good all around. Katie, let's give you then your moment for your parting words to the Cape Talk community.
So if anyone in Cape Town is interested, if you have a friend, daughter, brother, sister, aunt, please tell them to apply. Cape Town applications are open until the end of the year. Just visit wethinkcode.co.za, or you can find us on all social media channels. At We Think Code, we teach our students how to solve problems using technology, and our mission is to unlock and untap African youth potential by closing the digital skills gap. So please apply.
Katie, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Do enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you so much. Katie Wilter, Head of Sourcing of Marketing at We Think Code.